And a good morning. It is Monday the 28th, and we continue in Focus this time. I'm Dave Lewis, and actually get a live segment. Melissa Kirkwood with the Sunset Zoo is joining us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
You survived.
Almost happy New Year.
Almost 3 days, not that we're counting. Are we ready for 2020 to be over with at the zoo?
Oh, yes. I think we've all had our fill of 2020, and the zoo's no exception.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been definitely a challenge for all of us in the community, but it's the community that's helped us get through it. So, but we are looking forward to 2021 for sure.
I understand that you are still open during the winter. So tell us what's happening at the zoo here during these colder times.
You bet. You bet. So some people ask if we are open in the winter or do our animals like the winter. And so I just wanted to share with the community that, yes, we do continue to year round. We are only closed during select holidays. But during the winter, we are open noon to 4 p.m. are our winter hours. We have modified those just a bit from our normal winter hours. We used to be open noon to 5, but we are taking away that extra hour just to do the modifications that we've been doing all year round are we sanitize the zoo extra throughout the entire property, all railings, all touch points, and then to have our staff have that extra time for sanitation with behind the scenes with our animals and our zookeepers. So we are open noon to 4 daily. So that's 7 days a week we're open. And there are time periods though, like tomorrow, maybe one of those days.
Weather factor. Yep.
Yeah. When weather is a factor, we need to make sure that our walkways are safe for all of our guests. And so we do that even during that snowy season. But we will usually put out a notice on our social media and our website if we do end up closing to the public. But we open otherwise. And our animals, they do enjoy the winter. There are some that enjoy it more than others. And most of our animals have options of indoor enclosures or outdoor enclosures, and they have that choice whether to come out into their exhibit area or to be inside. And some of our exhibits do have where guests can see the inside enclosure areas, like our chimpanzees. So they have choices just like we have choices. And so most of the time though, they like to be outside and get a little bit of outside time as well. So
how about the flamingos? What are the flamingos doing?
The flamingos today for sure are put in their indoor habitat. We have had though, I mean, last week they were out for a couple of days. So it's really dependent on that weather. But most of the time we have, temperature gauges for all our animals, flamingo included. And then there are some animals like warm weather birds, like the flamingos, but also some other highly endangered kind of species that it's just not good sense to have them out in different temperatures. So they have indoor locations that are off exhibit. So sometimes that is asked of us too. Well, where are they? Did they go to another place? Most generally, no. They still call Sunset Zoo home. They just have exhibits off the public exhibit area during those cold winter months.
We're speaking with Melissa Kirkwood with Sunset Zoo here on K-Man's In Focus. I think one of the most exciting things that's happened at the zoo in years is the upcoming Expedition Asia project. And bring us up to date on what's going on.
It is one of the most exciting things the zoo has ever encountered, and we are so excited. That is probably the most positive thing for us from 2020 is that construction did begin in late 2020, and it is underway. So we are on an approximate about 11-month timeline for Expedition Asia, and we are in the first part of that. Construction is going well. It is on schedule, and we have been spending the last several months doing excavation of our where the old exhibits were, and now are starting to lay utilities for all of those three new exhibits. And for the public that's not aware of exactly what Expedition Asia is, it will be three new exhibits to highlight three very endangered species: are Malayan tigers, we will have sloth bears, and we are a Mir leopard. So all three of those exhibits will be all new to the zoo. It will be up close encounters with all three of those animals, and they will also have pairings within those exhibits. Some of our animals will come as a pair or already are a pair, but it will also give us the ability to have those to breed those animals. And so we may have bear cubs or tiger cubs or leopard cubs in the future, but we are just so excited that that exhibit is under construction. It will we're slated to be done in late fall of 2021, so late September, October-ish, but then it will also take a little bit of time for our animals to acclimate to their new homes. So think of yourself as you move into a new home. It's not all, you may not know where every nook and cranny, and it will take them just a little bit of time to properly acclimate to those new exhibits.
Got to get used to it. All right. Well, that's exciting. I tell you what, we're going to take our break, and then we come back, Melissa. We're going to talk about some programming. You know, your education department's been quite active still throughout all this in a different way. We'll get some perspective.
We're rolling with the time.
Melissa Kirkwood from Sunset Zoo in Manhattan is joining us. KMAN's In Focus. We'll return in just a couple of minutes.